This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
I'm very excited to announce that it's a recurring segment here.
Yes.
We're bringing back this week Judge Z and G.
Judge Z and G. I mean, it's one of the best, I think, bits or topics.
No, I look not forward topics, to segments. It. When I see it on the run sheet, I know it's going to be a great show.
I know. A fantastic inception by Duncan. Good job. That's only probably the only time he does a good job.
It's true. Yep. So what we do here is we get people to email us in during the week.
That's right.
And any problems, any disputes?
Anything. No matter how big or small the problem is, we will preside over it. And so, you know, we've received a lot of emails, you know, laughoutproud@joy.org.au. You can email your problems there. And we have received an abundance, haven't we, Dylan? We have received...
I tried starting to read them and then I couldn't.
There were so many to choose from. I know.
It's been a stacked week.
It was a real abundance. And look, we sifted through them and we've picked out probably the best ones to just, you know, read out tonight.
We've got a list. And we've also got a third judge.
We do.
It always means more when we've got three opinions on the same case.
That's right. It really spices it up and it gives that third perspective because that's the decider, really. That's ultimately the decider.
Did I have to bring my own gavel, though?
No, I think we do. I think that's in the budget.
I think we've got it.
The third gavel, I think. Wendy, do you have... No, you don't have the gavel? Okay, that's all right.
Wow. She surprises.
Good job. She surprises. But that was a little bit premature because I think we do have a sting. I'm pretty sure, Wendy.
All rise for Judge Z and G. Court is now in session.
Oh, you better believe it is in session.
It is definitely ready to come down.
Look, we've got a few cases to get to tonight. It is jam-packed in here in this courtroom right now.
It is. Oh, would you like me to open up the first case?
Yes, I think you should open that seal and let's read it out to the people.
Dear Judge Z and G.
Already.
I have been concerned about what my bushes look like.
Okay.
Is it something I need to keep maintained?
Well, I mean, you know, in today's day and age, some people like to trim their hedges.
That's true.
And other people don't.
It's definitely a personal preference.
Yeah, it's definitely a personal preference. And
here I like to keep bushes quite well to kept. Themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, just sort of well kept and neat, you know.
No, so leave a little bit there.
Yeah.
Leave a little bit there.
It's more of a weekend attend to job sort of thing, you know.
Exactly right.
Dylan, did you have an input on the trimming the hedges?
Should they trim the hedges?
I think keep natural. The good Lord intended them to be the way that they were.
So. Let it go the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah, okay.
Can't hold back anymore.
Oh, we've just received an update.
Oh, an update.
We are talking about... Let me read this. We are talking about the front.
Oh, the front of house hedges.
The front.
The
hedges.
Front. Oh, front hedges. Sorry.
That's all right. I still think that the front hedges should be looked after.
I think they should be.
More so than the back hedges.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, that's in front. That's in view.
Everyone's going to be looking at the front hedge.
That's it.
In the front bush.
Oh.
Have we received another email?
I think no. But yeah, we do have another email now. Well, we've taken that in the wrong direction.
That's
an assumption on our part. Apologies. Apparently. It's to do with the house on the hedges.
Oh, the
hedges
front
on the
garden.
House. The front garden.
The front yard.
Oh, I changed my opinion then.
Oh, really?
Oh. What's the verdict?
What's the verdict?
Oh, trim it. You never know what the neighbours next door will be saying.
And you've heard it here first, everybody.
That's
official.
Closed.
That's official. Case closed. All right, we've got our second case. Dear Judge Z and G. Well, I mean, that's already starting to sound fantastic.
I'm excited to read the rest of this.
Yeah. Is it a monkey?
All right, done this?
All right, for those of you playing at home, look, last week there was a competition and people rung in and tried to guess what it was.
What the sound effect was.
That's right.
And we had repeated guesses incorrect of it's a monkey.
It's a monkey. And no, just to reiterate, it's not a monkey, okay? It's not a monkey.
You're a week late, so unfortunately...
That's it.
That's case dismissed.
All right, look at that. We're getting through cases. Look at this.
It's because we've got the power as Judge Z&G.
Yeah, we're making the decisions... That matter.
All right, the next case
reads... The next case. Look at this.
Fantastic.
Oh, fantastic.
Judge Z&G. My partner insists to wear socks during Wet and Wild.
Huh.
What should I do?
Wet and Wild.
Wet and Wild.
Okay.
Does that include SeaWorld and Movie World as well?
It might.
It could. It could. Totally, I mean, could. It depends if you have the pass or not. If you have the if you have the 3-day pass, then you know.
To maintain socks during the entire time.
To the entire time, it's a bit. Yeah, it's, you know, you want to. I mean, do you get enough traction? Do you get enough friction happening?
Or is it a warm thing?
Is it a warm thing? I don't know.
There's a PS to this email.
We have it. How is Duncan not reading all these emails?
Like, Duncan, can you put them all on the one piece of paper?
Oh, jeez. Sorry. What was the PS?
Wet and Wild.
Uh-huh.
By Wet and Wild, I mean.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I can read that.
I wouldn't read that.
No, you wouldn't.
There's a wink face at the end of it, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Oh. I think it's about getting down.
Really?
I think it's talking about wearing socks during
wearing in an elevator.
Oh, okay. Oh. That doesn't seem
to be a problem with that.
If there's tiles in the elevator, then you know you got to look out. That's always
and cameras.
That's true. Because you don't want to fall over in front of a camera.
Mm.
Huh?
That's evidence.
Mean, yeah, and that's how it ends up on YouTube, and then you end up.
And Shelley Craft will be saying you're a funny home video.
Oh, exactly.
Even though it's at a workplace, most likely.
Well, no need for funny home videos anymore. Now Tosh and all the other ones, just pull it from YouTube.
Just YouTube exists, yeah.
Professor's full name.
Yeah.
So, look, honestly, if I'm making a ruling on wearing socks during what he or she has called it Wet and Wild,
yep.
I rule as take them off. Take your socks off.
Take them off.
Take your socks off.
Well, you can leave your hat on, not your socks.
Mm. I was going to say leave them on. That was my decision. And I don't know if that's overruling or not.
Well, we've got a split decision.
Yeah. Is it split?
It's 2-1.
Oh.
Oh. Mm. Well, look at Dylan Math.
Sorry.
Fantastic.
I did study media law, which is a version of law.
And that's why case is closed.
That's it. Look, we get it. You get another one just because you did media law.
Thanks.
And another one. Look at that. Wendy is all over it.
Getting a sore arm over there.
Yeah,
Wendy.
I know. Wendy's, yeah. She's on the live banging of the gavel because we're not allowed.
That's true. Not the last time. The final case we've got.
One more case for everybody.
I've got a rusted out engine
in
my special 1972 Holden. Okay.
Okay.
How do I fix the gearbox in this bad boy? Oh, that's not.
I don't know if we're not 100% car savvy.
I'm not
here at Life Out Proud.
Not the biggest mechanic over here.
No. So I don't know. I don't know if we can actually help.
Oh.
Help? What? What's that doing?
I think you just need to get the gearbox out.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Give it a bit of WD-40.
Wow.
And then Bob's your uncle. It'll be running as smooth as a smooth car.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Look at that. I think that's an official ruling.
This is why we're lucky to have Dylan here.
I'm like the Joanna Griggs of cars.
Wow.
Better homes and gardens and cars.
Wow. I mean, I hope that solves the issue out there for everybody.
Well, thank you very much, everybody who's emailed in.
That's right. Thank you very much. And if you want to email in and we're not live on air at that time, then you can email it in to laughoutproud@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.